producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Man, going into March Madness. It's exciting. It is exciting. Isn't this the time when a lot of guys get vasectomies? They get vasectomies this month and they sit home and they watch basketball? I don't know. All the power to you. I think it's great. I asked my husband to get a vasectomy and he was like, no, you take care of it. I'll take care of your vasectomy. He's like, no. It's just, do the birth control. I'm like, no, I don't want to do the birth control because it's going to make me fat. Go get a vasectomy. So we argued about it time and time again. And he's like, why don't I just not sleep with you? And I was like, oh, no. No, it's all right. I'll go on birth control. See? So that was kind of, yeah, there's a little bit of blackmail there. I don't understand. He won't get a vasectomy. You know how nice that would be for me? So any of you guys that get that done, I appreciate it. And listen, I get it. Okay? Even if I were a guy. All right, I get it. If I were a guy and I had the option of, going in under the knife, even though they have the no scalpel technique, there still has to be a little incision, all right, to get the vas deferens ligated and cauterized or, so that, it can't transfer sperm, from the testes on up. If I had to go through a procedure like that or just have my wife put in an IUD that's temporary or, take a pill. I can understand as a guy why you're like, why can't she just do that? It really seems simpler. I get that. Okay. And I'm a girl. I get that. I mean, we women, we love to play the women card a lot with you guys. Okay. And, sometimes we deserve to and sometimes we're just really overplaying it. All right. And so it is. There's no joke about it. A vasectomy is still not without its risks, but keep in mind, so is birth control. Okay. We ladies, we run the risk of blood clots. We run the risk of liver tumors. We run the risk of heart disease, stroke, etc. Pulmonary embolism. It's not easy. Yeah. I think things were easier in the olden days where you just, had sex, you got pregnant and then you just kept, having babies. Now, we don't want to get pregnant. And so there's a risk to that. When we want to fight nature, there's a risk. And when you really kind of look at all the risks and the amount of times you could put yourself at risk using female birth control as a woman, sometimes the male vasectomy doesn't seem to be as risky. So for those of you men taking the plunge, all right, and, going on the chopping block, for your lady, we really appreciate it. We really, really do. And from what I understand, it's not that bad. You are going to be sore. You are going to be sore for a while. So you sit there with some ice and you watch the game. All right. But here's the thing, guys. Okay. You really underutilize, all right, some of your gains. Okay. When my husband does something for me, he just totally saves my butt. Like I, leave the keys or I get a ticket or whatever. Okay. And he helps, go down to the courthouse or whatever for me. He doesn't remind me that he did that. Okay. See, we women do. We women will remind you over and over and over again. Every time we did something, remember that time I went to lunch with your mother and I had to sit all day with your mother, right? Because then she wanted to go shopping and then she wanted to, and I had to do that. Yeah, I know. That was back in the 90s. Really? How much longer are you going to bring that up? We do that, but you men don't do that. Okay. You men don't, and you know why? Because you think we women will have an answer, and we usually do, but it's not that good an answer. So my husband will say, remember I had to take your mother elsewhere? And I go, you had to take her once. I had to do all this. I go, no. Stop for a second here. Okay. And that's what you need to do. You need to tell your lady, stop for a second here. Okay. Would you want to sit with your mother all day? Okay. Waiting for her car to be repaired? No. Well, I did. Okay? So can't you cut me a little bit of slack because I didn't pick up the dog do? Well, okay, I guess. Okay, guys, you got to work on your argument. You know, maybe everybody does need a little law background. Okay, the way you argue just doesn't seem to work, and women beat you over and over and over again. That's why you guys get mad. Okay, that's why you seem to kind of yell and scream more and maybe throw things more. I remember seeing my dad, you know, because my dad, English was a second language. So here's my mom, and boy, could she run, I mean, horses around him. I mean, she could just, and he couldn't convey what he needed to convey. So instead, he would just throw things. Now, it got her to stop speaking, okay, temporarily, okay? She's like, well, you're going to pay for that. You just broke my typewriter. You know, and then he'd go off or whatever, and then she'd stop, like, wow, that worked. Well, I'm going to throw something. So I threw my binky. I threw my baby bottle. I was a thrower as a kid, and my mom didn't understand why. It's because that's how my dad shut her up. Look, I saw that in the high chair. I was observing and taking notes, and I'm like, Dad shut Mom up by throwing things, not at her, but at the wall or breaking something. So that's all I have to do. All right, and then my mom's like, ooh, it didn't work. Ooh-wee. There is nothing more scary than a mad mommy coming up to you in the high chair, and you can't flee from that high chair. You'd shake it, and the more you shake it, then you fall over. Hey, do you guys remember ever falling over in the high chair, shaking it so much that you fell over in your own high chair? Wow, that's dangerous, yeah. So, you know, anyway, guys, come on, okay? Again, those of you getting vasectomies this month, congratulations. I commend you guys for it. And just milk it for as long as you can to, figuratively, to, you know, get your ladies to, I guess, let you get out of the chores, you know, not make you spend time with the in-laws. Okay? 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a perfume maker that will bottle the scent of your departed. If you have a loved one who died, there's a French company offering a scent. We'll talk about that. Odor-killing undies are also a thing. I guess a lot of people want underwear that doesn't stink. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about more news on Ebola. Apparently, an American company, they say, bungled the Ebola response, according to an investigation. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a scabies exposure at a hospital in New Hampshire. A lot to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silver, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, I love my family. And when they leave me, I miss them. Some of us will grab their... their shawl, or we'll grab a pillow they slept with, and we'll hold it up to them as we grieve, hold it up to us as we grieve, as we miss them. Well, a perfume maker thinks they could do better. There's a French company that can offer a bottled scent of your recently departed loved one. The product is created by the firm Calaine, and it offers quote-unquote olfactory comfort in a time of mourning. Now, a woman who started the company with her son tells AFP, Katya Apala Tegui, The quest to capture the scent of the dead began after her father died several years ago. I had a need, a special need. I wanted to keep his scent. Her mother had held onto a pillowcase with that scent, a unique one on account of factors such as his diabetic condition or dog or anyway. So she decided to bottle up the odor. She partnered with the lab at the University of Le Havre to handle the science end of the undertaking. We take the person's clothing, extract the odor, and we reconstruct it in the form of a perfume in 4 days. This is according to one of the researchers at the university. The details of the process are under wraps, but it involves extracting molecules from the fabric and turning them into the alcohol-based perfume. They say the theory behind it is that sensory cues can trigger memories and emotions, a process that psychology today attributes to our anatomy and our brain. A bottle containing 10 milliliters of what Fusion dubs "Ooh, the dead person" comes in a box that has a spot for a photo of the deceased, a pocket scent diffuser, and a silk scarf bearing the initials of the loved one. How much? $609. Another kit is available, and it's available for separations. Okay. So let's say you miss your boyfriend or you miss your girlfriend, etc. All right. So, you got to hand it to them for being, you got to hand it to them for being entrepreneurs and inventive and creative. You know, some people like that. I mean, I remember having a boyfriend that I had to say goodbye to when I left. And he gave me his blanket, and I remember liking the smell of his blanket. I don't know what happened to the blanket. I lost it. But, because it was going to be a long-term relationship. So, yeah, I could see. I just don't know if I would want to spray it on me or a perfume, or I just don't know. I don't know. See, for me, like my father's he died back in 2004. So for me, it would be like his aftershave, his hankies, if God forbid something happened to me and my husband wanted something like this, I would just say, go get a Hershey's bar. I always seem to smell of chocolate, okay? I also like to use a lot of the Victoria's Secret perfumes. So just get any of them. Just walk into a Victoria's Secret, that kind of, right? And then onions and garlic, right? That kind of, yeah. A lot of times I smell of, the kitty box. So I think my husband wouldn't have to spend that kind of money. Yeah, save the $609, okay? Yeah, but don't use it on a date with somebody new. All right, what about stinky underwear? Odor-killing underwear is now, I guess, a thing. The latest innovation in undergarments comes from the UK and has now come to the United States. Shreddies, as they're called, promise to suppress the odor from flatulence. The innovative undies, they say, will cost anywhere between $37 and $75 a pair. They come in both boxers and briefs and are for both men and women, even though women don't need that. The maker of Shreddies claims its understated underwear is able to remove the foul odors because they are equipped with strategically positioned carbon fiber filters. They are being marketed to people with digestive disorders and to anyone concerned about and stinking up the underwear. The new undies, they say, a breath of fresh air in the undergarment sector, haha, will be sold online at Amazon.com and other e-tailers. The company said, that's the first time I saw that, e-tailers. I guess e-tailers is now for retailers. See, e-tailers. That's interesting. That's a new word. Gosh, doesn't it blow your mind that they have all these new words? I gotta tell you, Vesiclate needs to make the dictionary. I gotta do that. I gotta put in my submission. All right? Yeah, Vesiclate, where you have a rash and it looks like it's about to, turn into a, like a herpes vesicle. And so, yeah, Vesiclate. So I don't know. All right, let me look up dictionary submissions. Let me see how I could add a word. I don't think they want any new words. Contribute. Okay, good. I will contribute. Thank you. Okay, good. All right, we got to be on top of these. Here's the thing with the odor. I got to tell you what I think needs to be. I tell you what I think needs to be invented for any of you that want to make money. The a problem we have is a lot of incontinence issues. Okay, one for men. Maybe they're not incontinent, but older men may dribble a little bit after they pee. So they get out of the bathroom, and now there's some urine on their pants. for women, same thing. Sometimes we don't make it to the bathroom. Sometimes, I don't know, a variety of things. Sneeze, cough, laugh. So I think what would be a phenomenal marketing tool or trick or patent would be something that helps get rid of the urine smell. Because I'll smell that with older people all the time. They smell urine. It's not the flatulence. It's not the body odor. It's not the mothballs. It's none of that. It's urine. And it's a big fear that a lot of us have. I can't tell you how many women, they will not go to a comedy, right? Or they don't want to get a cold and cough because they don't want to pee on themselves. And it's such an unpredictable amount of urine that you will lose on yourself that you're afraid you are going to dirty your underwear. There's women that have to pack extra clothes. There's women that, like I said, will avoid any sort of comedic or funny thing because they're afraid they're going to pee on themselves. There's people that use heavy narcotics to avoid coughing when they're sick. So they don't, this is something that's, now on one end, it would be nice to stop the urination. But every now and then something happens. And so I would say come up with some sort of underwear or something that could possibly fight the urine odor. The problem is deodorizers stink. You know, like I think some deodorants stink. You know, you can always tell when somebody goes and sprays on deodorant in the car. You're like, dude, so that kind of stinks. And like, you know, like the kitty boxes, the little poopa boxes that the cats poop and pee up, you could smell the ammonia. You know, it has the odor eaters and stuff like that, but you could still smell it. So somebody needs to put some sort of an odor eater into underwear so that when you pee or pants or something, so that if you pee through, I just think it's something that we could, do. Look, I'm being inventive here. Go ahead. Run with it. Make some money. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A U.S. company assigned a crucial role in the efforts to battle Ebola in Sierra Leone, from what we understand through an Associated Press investigation, made a series of costly mistakes during the 2014 outbreak. Staffers with the San Francisco-based company Metabiota not only misread the epidemic, they said they contributed to botched lab results, undermined partners, and put people at risk of the terrifying virus, according to leaked documents and interviews. The company had been tapped by the World Health Organization, the Sierra Leone government, to help fight Ebola. But internal emails from WHO and other international health agencies obtained by AP show senior scientists were alarmed at the spate of problems in a lab shared by both Metabiota and Tulane University. They say there was total confusion in the government lab split between the two at the Kenema Hospital in Sierra Leone, noting there was no tracking of the samples and absolutely no control on what is being done. He said the flubbed results were particularly dangerous given suspicion among the local population that international workers were spreading Ebola deliberately. Now, Metabiota Chief Executive Officer and founder Nathan Wolf said no evidence shows his company was responsible for the lab blunders, that the reported squabbles were overblown, and that any predictions made by his employees who were on loan to the Sierra Leone government didn't reflect the company's position. I really hope that wasn't the case. They said Metabiota's problems mirror the wider mismanagement that hamstrung the world's response to Ebola, which has killed, obviously, 11,000 people. Previously, AP reporting has shown that the WHO resisted sounding the alarm over Ebola for 2 months on political, religious, and economic grounds and failed to put together a decisive response even after the alert was issued. Look, guys, if I could give you any advice, don't wait. Okay, look at what happened with Flint, Michigan. Okay, this happens in medicine, too. You will always be faulted for waiting. Now, I don't want knee-jerk responses. I don't want people jumping too quickly and calling something an outbreak before. But get through the bureaucratic bullcrap and make decisions sooner. 2 months in epidemic time is way too much. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in Zika news, they say BioCris Zika drug is showing promise in mice. BioCris Pharmaceuticals, Inc. said on Monday a dose of its experimental antiviral drug improved survival rates in mice infected with Zika in the preclinical study. Now, two doses of the drug called BCX443 were tested against a placebo, which is kind of like a dummy medication, a medication that that doesn't have inert. It doesn't have medicine in it. Okay, and an oral antiviral called ribavirin on their effect on survival of immune-deficient mice who were infected with Zika. So they tested the drug against a placebo and then against an antiviral. 7 out of 8 mice that received the standard dose survived, but none of the other mice that received either a low dose, the placebo, or the ribavirin were alive. The study was conducted at Utah State University under an ongoing program run by the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. It's part of the NIH. And the mosquito-borne Zika virus obviously is something that we want to learn to treat quickly because it has been linked to brain damage in thousands of babies in Brazil. A pregnant woman gets this, she can have a high chance of a baby being born with microcephaly, small head, then lack of room for good neurological development. Right now, there's no vaccine, there's no medication, so this BioCryst Zika drug showing some promise, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jimmy Carter announced on Sunday that he no longer needs cancer treatment less than 7 months after he had been diagnosed with melanoma that spread to the brain. Jimmy Carter, 91 years old, and we just said goodbye to Nancy Reagan, who died at the age of 94. We are living longer, people. Way to go. Jimmy Carter, 91 years old, had shared the news at one of his regular Sunday school classes at Maranatha Baptist Church in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. Jimmy Carter always starts his lessons with a brief update on his recent activities. This week, Jimmy Carter told the class that he received an MRI that lasted more than 2 hours, and then the doctors determined that I didn't need any more treatment. So I am not going to have any more treatment. Good for him. He smiled as the audience applauded. Now, Jimmy Carter's spokeswoman, Deanna Congelio, said in an email Sunday that his doctors will continue to perform scans to ensure cancer cells have not returned, and Jimmy Carter will resume treatment if necessary. Carter's treatment plan for the aggressive form of the cancer did include targeted radiation at several tumors of the brain and doses of an immune-boosting drug every 3 weeks he got from August to February. The drug was called Keytruda. It's approved. It was recently approved, and it helps the body find the cancer cells and destroy them. Now, medical experts have called Keytruda and these similar immune therapy drugs major game changers when it comes to melanoma, but they're very new, and doctors are still learning about how long you can use them, how many times you could use them if cancer recurs, how well they work. They say some people believe that they should be continued as long as the patient's doing well. Some feel the drug should continue for a period of time and then be stopped. This is clearly a decision based on individual evidence specific to the president and made with his doctors. Now, Dr. Doug Johnson, a melanoma specialist at Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center, he's not treating Jimmy Carter, but he said the FDA did not provide a specific end date for patients who see improvement. So we want to stop, you know, because we don't want to keep something that expensive that seems to be working ongoing, but we have no idea if, unfortunately, you could have a recurrence. So Carter had told his class in December that a recent scan of the brain detected no signs of cancer. So far, it looks like it's still working. He was still on treatment, but at that time, he was told that it looks like the lesions are gone. So to see stage 4 melanoma that goes to the brain, you know, do as well in somebody who's 90 years old. Wow. Amazing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The U.S. military right now is spending millions to make cyborgs a reality, according to CNN. All right. The Pentagon research arm, the Defense and Research Projects Agency, DARPA, hopes that there's an implant, okay, it's an advanced implant that will allow human brains to communicate directly with computers. This could benefit people that have visual issues, hearing issues, an injured veteran in combat. The goal of the proposed implant is to open the channel between the human brain and modern electronics, according to DARPA. In January, DARPA announced its plans to spend up to $62 million on the project, which is, I guess, part of its neural engineering system design. The implant would be small, no larger than 1 cubic centimeter, or basically roughly the size of 2 stacked nickels, according to DARPA. The implantable device aims to convert neurons in the brain into electrical signals and provide a data transfer bandwidth between the human brain and the digital world, unquote. Wow, that's a quote from DARPA. Can you imagine you thinking something and then it'll interface with the computer? I could win Candy Crush finally, you know? They say a spokesman for DARPA told CNN that the program is not intended for military applications. But if some experts see such an implant having the potential, then, you know, in the field of wearable robots. Okay. Guys, I totally see Terminator 2 happening. I see, well, any of the Terminators. I see us wanting to save human civilian life. So we end up making these robots that will go and attack the bad guy. So boots on the ground will be robots. I mean, how could it not happen? I mean, I'm not saying it should happen, but, the technology will be there. You know, why have man at risk? And so it'll be robots fighting each other. And I don't know what kind of a pee-pee contest countries are going to have with robots fighting each other. I don't really know. This is, you know, and then we're going to have drones and we're going to, it's kind of scary. I mean, I really hope our leaders know what they're doing. I really hope our leaders know how to handle this kind of stuff. They say the U.S. military is currently developing a battery-powered exoskeleton, the Tactical Assault Light Operator Suit, to provide superior protection from enemy fire and in-helmet technologies that boost the user's communications abilities and vision. In theory, the proposed neural implant would allow the military member operating the suit to more effectively control the armored exoskeleton while deployed in combat. Very similar to Iron Man, exactly. However, Steve Pinker, they say, a cognitive scientist and professor of psychology at Harvard, was skeptical of the proposed innovation, says it's a bunch of hype with no results. He said, we have little to no idea how exactly the brain codes complex information, cited the problems with foreign objects triggering brain inflammation that can cause serious neurological issues. Yeah, I don't know how that'll work, sticking an implant in somebody's brain. I don't know what the brain's going to do with that. I don't know how much a brain is going to like that. So, but still, on another note, I could totally see us coming up with machines that can kill other people and machines. So I'm not excited about that. I don't know, guys, I want to talk about this. I mean, what do you think? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We're being told by the Pentagon and military leaders that our biggest threat to national security is our youth. They're out of shape. They're overweight. We don't have enough of them. Do we want our young boys, our babies getting killed? I mean, I don't know. I really foresee them trying to, what's the word I want to use? Use technology, right? To prevent, I'm not a military strategist. I'm not, but I can't see them not go down this path. My guess is some country is going to say, look, okay, we're going to have boots on the ground for this assault that we're going to lay out, or I'm just stumbling over my military words. I haven't played Risk in a while, but mission, okay? And so they don't get hurt, we're going to use our machines. I don't know. I just see that. Okay? By the way, my patients later will be robots. I'm a doctor. I'm going to have to learn how to take care of a robot. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a British company is introducing menstrual leave. I think a couple weeks ago we talked about a Chinese company. Now we have a British company. Coexist is a company in the United Kingdom that has taken a step forward to accommodate better women during the time of the month. where their body's discomfort is potentially high. The firm has instated the quote-unquote period policy that will allow female employees to take time off during their menstrual cycle. According to this article, 34% of women in the world are comfortable talking about their period. 17% of women have missed work, school, and other obligations because of the social stigma. Many women are embarrassed to admit they have pain during their menstrual cycle. I talk about my cramps all the time. Come on. The company is offering them paid time off outside their regular sick days to break the notion that menstruation equals sickness. The subject is likely one to draw controversy, though they say it... They say for numerous decades, it has become an integral and natural part of the workplace. So it calls for better accommodation for women's unique needs. And the director of Coexist, Bex Baxter, a company that operates a community arts center, stated that the fact that the word period is still something embarrassing to mention for some women is a problem. It means that the subject itself is not well understood, yet as a natural part of life. Baxter stated that her idea behind the new period policy is partially stemmed in removing that stigma. So you have a lot of women that are embarrassed. They'll go to work or they'll have to take off their sick leave and they'll go through their sick leave quicker than somebody who doesn't have their period. And yeah. And, you know, I've been asked by many patients, well, just give me an IUD. Just put me on the birth control pill so I don't have my period. And a lot of women are forced to manipulate their periods so they could continue to work. I mean, I see a lot of patients who are dancers. I see a lot of patients who are models. I see a lot of, and they just can't have their period. One of my patients, I guess, works in porn. And she says, I cannot have my period. That comes on in the middle of, you know, what I'm doing. So you need to stop my periods. I'm like, you got to see a gynecologist. It sounds like you want something more permanent, you know, than what I could do. And, this is obviously something that we women have been dealing with since Adam and Eve. So, what was it that I guess, because Eve ate the fruit, the forbidden fruit, the serpent, plagued all of us women with period pain as a result. Okay. So we all blame Eve for our, monthly, visitor. Or Aunt Flo. Yeah, Aunt Flo's coming. Tried that with my kids. They're like, who is Aunt Flo? And how can we keep missing her? And Mom's always in a bad mood when Aunt Flo's coming. So, here's the thing. Okay, on one end, being a woman and being a doctor, this sounds wonderful. Having a period policy sounds great. You don't have to use up your sick leave. If you're not, you know, functioning well, you're having, you know, bloating and you're having pain and you're having breakthrough bleeding and you're uncomfortable, etc. You can, it allows accommodation for you to miss work every month. And, you know, mind you, I have, old books from the 1800s and stuff. And there's one that was talking about how a female on her period should not go to school. She should not go to school because, and she should not do a lot of her duties when she has her period because her energy is focused on the uterus, and so she will not be able to think as well. And, you know, even though that sounds very, very sexist, I see what they were saying from a medical standpoint. If you are in pain, if you are uncomfortable, how are you going to focus and not make mistakes? How are you going to, you know, a lot of us will say, look, I'm not 100% there because I'm not feeling the way I need to be. I'm in pain. Leave me alone. Let me, you know. But on the other hand, are we going to put us back, okay, 7 decades of progress by having this? As much as I am for leave, okay, and I am for not calling menstruation a medical illness, we have the recipe for, again, male resentment, okay? I mean, I'm very honest about how I used to fake, okay, having cramps so I could get out of class. Luckily, my cramps fell on a Saturday. So here I was Monday. I wanted to get out of class, so I faked it so I could go to the nurse and sleep for an hour. Okay? I mean, if you tell women, boom, you have every month 2-3 days. Okay? Unfortunately, you're going to have some people take advantage of that. And here are your male employees going, okay, you know, they get to take off through, and think about it, okay? If the work week is 5 days, and there's roughly 4 work weeks, okay? So that's 3 days off that they get 2 or 3 days off, which is, so let's say you average 5 times 20, 3 out of 20. All right. So, you know, close to what, 12-13% of the month, somebody gets to take off. Unfortunately, there's going to then be the trend towards, okay, you know what, we're going to have very big staffing issues the more women we have. And then we're going to see companies hire less women. So I don't know. I mean, the more we progress, the more we put ourselves back. I mean, how do you guys feel about it? As a guy, be honest. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And again, you could use a fake name, you could use an alias, okay? You know, I'm not going to accuse you of sexism, but is that going to tick you off where you're a guy and you have to show up to work every day, all right? Whereas your female counterparts get to take off. Now, mind you, having a period is no fun. Okay, I mean, and I know many of you guys would not want to trade places with a woman at all. Every guy I know would not want to be a woman. They are very, very glad that they're a guy. They are very blessed, okay, with that. But if you think women are going to take advantage of this, if you think they're going to fake it, if you think they're going to get paid days off, would you resent that? And if you won't, wouldn't resent it, that's great. That's wonderful. But what about employers out there? Would you hesitate if it meant hiring a woman? And so this concerns me a little bit, because I don't want somebody thinking that if they hire me, I'm going to take off every month for having my period. Okay, we women have made so much progress, and I really think my foremothers and four grandmothers who led the way towards women equality in the workplace and are continuing to work, but I don't want to gawk into a place going, okay, wait a second. You're going to be taken off now every month, 2-3 days, and I got to pay for it. And I can't have you prove that you're having your period or not. So I guess if I had to make a choice between you and Bob, I don't want that. If I interview for a job, do I have to tell everybody, look, guys, I'm not going to take off. I'm not going to take off. And then are women going to feel forced that they don't take off? I mean, a lot of us women, that's what ended up happening. We used to have to take off all the time for our periods. Then when birth control came out and medicines came out and ablations came out and IUDs and things like that, we were able to function going to work and make things work so that we didn't have to show the boss that we looked weaker compared to our male counterparts. Now, something like this can throw us right back how many decades? So I don't know. I see good and bad. And so, I think it's great. I mean, having had gynecological issues, I think something like this would be wonderful. And I wish I had jobs that offered that, but I didn't. When I was on call and I had 36-hour shifts, it didn't matter what my condition was. I had to just go through. I was pregnant and I had morning sickness and I had to stand in 8-hour surgeries. It didn't matter. Okay. If you want to be on the same playing field, that's what we did. And so, I would like our future women to have it a little easier than I did, but what I don't want is us to lose the progress that we made where employers don't want to hire women. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.